Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. And Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News. Excuse me. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
You say the changing faces of America's small business.
Yeah, two stories here on small business. You know, small business are the engine of growth of the U.S. economy. They employ over half of American workers. A lot of people don't realize that. So entrepreneurs have a huge role in America. But there are two stories that have really played out. One is the bad news. Overall, if you look at the small business environment, just, you know, the big picture in the United States, we've been slipping behind the rest of the world in terms of the new company creation. We're now 12th amongst developed nations in terms of new business startup activity, which is probably a head scratcher for most people because you think of Silicon Valley being so prolific and the startup of small businesses and the like. And for the first time in 35 years, more American businesses, small businesses, have closed versus those that are starting. That's a first. Just back in 2008, the number of failures, the number of startups outpaced the failures by over 100,000 businesses a year. But we're seeing those small businesses close, really a result of the Great Recession. Mm. So that's the bad news.
Mm. Now, what's the good news?
Good news. Women and minorities are driving the activity in terms of small business creation.
Women and minorities?
Women and minorities. When you look at small businesses in America right now and what is going on, women and minorities are playing a huge role. So, for example, there are 9.1 million women-owned businesses in the U.S. They employ almost 8 million people, and they generate about $1.4 trillion in revenues. Those are big numbers. But here's the great story. Since 1997, women-owned businesses have increased almost 70%, while men-owned businesses have increased about half that amount. So women businesses have grown at twice the rate of male-owned businesses since 1997.
Why do you think that is?
Because I think that women and minorities get disillusioned with corporate America, and they say, I'm going to go and do this on my own, when they confront many of the barriers that we know exist. Where there are, you know, there is sexism, racism, but also the American dream has always been tied to this entrepreneurial spirit, and I think women and minorities have it intuitively.
Are they getting any benefits or any perks to going into business as a minority, both
well,
as a female?
There are some things out there, you know, there are government programs and the like that assist minority-owned businesses. There's an 8-8 program that offers a whole host of systems, and that's what it's called. It's from the Small Business Administration, 8A, that's hard to say, 8A, Business Development Program, that gives assistance to firms that are owned or controlled at least 51% by socially and economically disadvantaged individuals. So there are programs like that. There are programs that we know that where enlightened corporations say they want to do more business with women and minorities, and their purchasing and practices reach out in that regard. But this is still a hard road. As a minority entrepreneur, I can tell you, this is not something where you just walk in and they open the door for you.
Yeah.
A lot of work to be done. But just like the women, the black women of color, are also driving some of these numbers in a big way.
Yeah, tell them it's not easy being in business, especially if you are a minority business. I'm here to tell you. More about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson.